This is a Fox News alert. Reports of shelling at a nuclear plant in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lacera. The manager of the plant said in a video, "We demand they stop the heavy weapons fire." The plant accounts for about a quarter of Ukraine's power generation. And there's another report that a top Russian general has died in battle in Ukraine.
There are credible reports that top Russian general, Major General Andrei Sukhovetsky, the commanding general of the Russian 7th Airborne Division, was killed in fighting in Ukraine earlier this week. That's according to AP and Pravda. His death was confirmed by a local officers' organization in Krasnodar region in southern Russia. Sukhovetsky, who was 47, took part in Russia's military campaign in Syria and received two orders of courage from the Kremlin. He was also a deputy commander of Russia's 41st Combined Arms Army.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. President Biden has signed legislation ending forced arbitration cases of sexual assault or harassment in the workplace.
Forced arbitration prevents survivors from going to court. And under forced arbitration, proceedings are conducted in secret, often by arbitrators selected and paid for by the employer.
The president said survivors should be entitled to their day in court. Purdue Pharma, the company largely blamed for the sparking the nation's opioid crisis, and the Sackler family, which owns the company, have reached a tentative settlement with all 50 states that would allow billions of dollars to be paid for addiction treatment.
The Sacklers want Purdue to go bankrupt to stop further lawsuits. And in return, the family would pay billions of dollars to communities ravaged by opioids. But eight states were able to block the plan. Now, those states agreed to support it. In return, the Sacklers raised their payment from $4.5 billion to $6 billion.
Fox's Roger Stern. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Workers have removed the barricade around the U.S. Capitol.
The barricade originally put up after the January 6th riot was taken down 6 months later, but reinstalled before President Biden's State of the Union address on Tuesday night. Other traffic barriers which shut down some streets, like strategically placed dump trucks and sanitation trucks, have also disappeared. Those barriers were in place for more than a week prior to the president's speech in anticipation of a trucker COVID-19 protest that never materialized. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Florida judge has sentenced a man to death for fatally shooting an Orlando police officer in 2017. In November, jurors found Markeith Lloyd guilty of the January 2017 killing of Lieutenant Deborah Clayton. He's already serving a life sentence for killing an ex-girlfriend. Russia's war in Ukraine and U.S. sanctions now affecting the U.S. relationship with Russia when it comes to space.
The chief of Roscosmos, Russia's space agency, says Russia will stop the sale of space rocket engines to the United States. The move comes in response to sanctions levied by the U.S. and European nations prompted by Russia's invasion of neighboring Ukraine. American-operated Atlas rockets make use of Russian-built engines, though newer contractors like SpaceX do not. Russia this week also demanded reassurances from the UK that a satellite Russia was planning to launch for them won't be used for spying. A NASA astronaut currently aboard the space station is slated to return to Earth aboard a Russian Soyuz this month. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Tesla owner Elon Musk says he's invited the United Auto Workers Union to hold an organizing vote at the Tesla factory in California, and he tweeted he would do nothing to stop it. The UAW wouldn't comment, but a spokesman said Tesla is fighting a National Labor Relations Board ruling from last year that found the company and Musk engaged in unfair labor practices in 2018, partly because of Musk's tweets. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.